is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to Making Headway on the URB Business Network. This is your host, John King, president of Headway Strategies Consulting, based here in the Boston area, bringing you today's show. Making Headway provides entrepreneurs, executives, and managers with information about emerging or current topics that could have a significant impact on their business. At the conclusion of the show, we'll post a blog, which contains a summary of the show, as well as a contact information for the hosts and subject matter experts in the event that there are follow-up questions from the listeners. Today, we're going to discuss an approach to achieving improved results through a process which I call a formula for success. So I've asked Mark Conley, formerly from CSC, who is joining me today to talk about the process. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me, John.
Okay, and our producer today, who's going to keep us on track, is MJ. Does a great job for us.
Great to see you.
Okay. And so we'll just start off, if Mark, we can kind of go down through this as we talked before.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Well, why don't we start off the conversation by a kind of a simple question on topic is, John, how do you define success?
Well, I think it depends, and everybody has their own definition of it. But, I mean, success can be, you know, achieving a huge bonus. It can be, you know, landing a new customer or client, which are good things. Successfully starting and running your own business. And then also things like completing a project on time and even more personal things like having enough money to live on until you're 100 years old, which is going to be a concern for a lot of us going forward. And then in my case, I saw success was seeing my children through college and become contributing members of the society. I thought was pretty good. And finally, just being happy about your circumstances. So it's a variety of different things you can define success around based on maybe your business or your personal situation.
Okay. And then following to that, how do you work to achieve success?
I think the key thing there is that you really have to set realistic goals, and they need to be your goals. I think if you try to set somebody else's goals for yourself, they don't work very well. You need to evaluate whether you have the appropriate education or knowledge, and you may have to look at some additional training that you need in order to achieve what goals you're trying to set up. And then another couple things are that your attitude's important. If you've got something that you're trying to do and you don't really haven't really bought into it, it's going to be difficult for you to get there. So you need to look at how that is. And then finally, your values and beliefs. And we'll talk a little bit more about what impact those have. And then you may have to change how you behave. Because if you don't change the way you're doing things, you know, doing the same thing again and again and again is, I think, the definition of insanity and not getting the results you want. So then finally, I think that you need to determine, you know, personal potential impact to you and your organization, because we'll talk about how a formula for success actually relates back to your organization as well as your personal goals.
Okay. So let's talk about what is a formula for success, John, and what makes it unique?
Okay. Formula for success is pretty simple. What we want to look at is improved results, because that's what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to achieve improved results. And you want to look at that from the organizational perspective as well as your personal perspective. So if I look at it, I say improved results. And then to get there, I may need to make a positive behavior change. And that positive behavior change will help me get to what I want to do. And that's all based on the fact that you have identified certain goals. And we like to talk about SMARTY goals. SMARTY goals stand for specific, measurable, accountable, and measurable, accountable, assignable, and realistic, and time-sensitive, and then finally yours. Yours is a very important part, because if you haven't established your goals and bought into them, it's going to be difficult to achieve them. And then finally, you get into skills and knowledge and attitude. Now, skills and knowledge are something that's really important. And again, we'll talk about those in a little more detail, as well as the attitude associated with it. And then your values and belief, which is what really drives whether you feel comfortable about going forward, what you're trying to do.
Okay. So you mentioned that the goals are a key cornerstone in the formula. What are some considerations when you are setting the goals?
Well, I think a key consideration is going to be based on, you know, stop seeking approval from others. A lot of times we look at things and we say, well, we want to do something, but, you know, mom and dad may not think it's right, or maybe our business partner may not think it's right, or maybe our spouse may not think it's right, or however it plays out. So you want to look at it and say, well, what do I want to do? right? I think that's really what the key is and how that's going to play out. So don't seek approval from other people as you go forward with it. Another point is waiting for perfection. I think a lot of times we say, well, we're not going to start anything until we get it all done right. I've found that a number of times with building projects with my sons that a lot of times we'll get started and we may change things as we go on, but we get started. And getting started is really the first step is getting towards your goal.
So having some degree of flexibility in the process is important, John.
Yeah, that's very important. And then I think, create a time for your goal. If you want to achieve something, set some measurable time frame where you're going to start to work on it and when you're going to try to achieve it. That's very important as well. You need to make the decision as to whether you're going to go forward with it. And then finally, you need to be bold and take the initiative. If it's something new that you haven't done before, I was talking to somebody earlier this morning who was telling me how when he was 21 or 22, he decided that he was going to ride across the United States. And he said he never thought he could do that. But one of his friends kind of said, hey, I'm going to do this. You want to come along with me? And he went and did it. I don't know what shape he was in when he finished, but he was still standing this morning when I talked to him. So I think that the point is that, you know, that's something pretty, pretty bold. I'm going to ride across the United States and take that kind of effort. Another is really invest in your dreams. And we all have dreams about what we want to do and what we want to try to achieve. And we may not get there unless we really write them down and we decide how we're going to go with them. So that's real important. And then I think the difficult thing from a personal standpoint is doing one thing at a time. We all try to multitask, and if you do the analysis on what effect multitasking has, you end up not getting as much accomplished as you would if you focused on something.
Okay. And once you've established your goals, what are the next steps?
Well, I think we like to three types of degrees of goals that I like to think about. Is one is spoken, where you say, I'm going to do something. And then the next is written. You're going to write down and we do it. And the third is the one that's a little scary because you're going to write it down. And you're going to share it with people. And sharing it with people puts you in a little bit higher level of accountability to try to go and do something. And if you just kind of talk about it to yourself and don't share it with anybody, it's just not going to go very far. And in summary, you need to set your goal, you need to state it, you need to write it, and you need to share it, and then work to try to achieve it.
Okay. And you talked earlier, John, about a positive behavior change. What's that about?
The positive behavior change is really about trying to look at what you need to do in order to affect the improved results you're looking for. And if you don't have that positive behavior change that's based on the goals that you set, you may not get there. There was a story about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, basketball player extraordinaire, and he was cut from his junior high basketball team. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not.
And I'm not sure he knew. He was quite upset about it, according to the story, and he went back to his room and he cried that night, and he decided that he was going to practice and practice and practice and get on the basketball team again. And he then made it, obviously, to the varsity, and much, much beyond the varsity as he went on to play for professional basketball.
So a self-imposed behavior change.
Yeah, self-imposed, and that's the way it's got to be, right? You've got to try to look at that as you move forward with it.
Okay. So all this helps you see improved results, correct?
It does. And I think that, if you look at some of the other components that we have as we look at this formula for success, I think one of the things is we'll talk about skills and knowledge, right? Skills and knowledge are very important for really understanding when you're trying to set your goal. So if you're going in today's world, you have to have computer skills, right? That's got to be a skill that you have to have. I have a friend that graduated from University of New Hampshire with her MBA, went to work for an accounting organization, and she was very literate in computers and found this giant comptometer device on her desk, which is the old-fashioned adding machine, and she didn't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. So the skills that you may have developed for the future may not be quite what they are for your particular job. The other is the attitude. I think attitude is an enormous effect because if you don't have the buy-in for the attitude, it's not going to happen. And then the other piece we want to talk about a little bit is the values and beliefs. And the values and beliefs, I think I can relate that back personally. When I was in college, I saw a flyer that was stashed on my windshield, and it said, earn a whole bunch of money, come to this meeting. Of course, I went to the meeting and I found out that it was selling encyclopedias. So I sat through the presentation. I learned the pitch. I went out and was walking up and down the street trying to sell encyclopedias. I did that for about 2 weeks. I didn't have a lot of success, but the real key is I hadn't really bought into it, because what we were trying to sell was the concept that if you get these books, your kids are going to do better in school. That's the better, that's improved results. You're going to spend $500 for these books. Mm-hmm. That's back in the late 60s, which was quite a bit of money back then.
Sure.
So I just didn't have the belief that I was providing the value to that. And so I stopped doing that.
Sure. So if I quickly summarize some of the things I think I've heard, John, I heard, you know, first you need to set the goals. You need to be bought into the goals and be able to be willing to affect the behavioral change to make the goals happen. I also heard that there's a bit of a continuum. You know, we don't want to – you need to have some flexibility in how you approach things. Are you willing to change as you go, because we're all in a dynamic situation? But we also don't want to fall into an analysis paralysis, striving for perfection. You got to find some common ground that works.
Right. And I think getting started is a key thing, because you and I talked – last time about Confucius, and he said, you know, if you don't get the goal, maybe it's the action steps that aren't quite right. And so you're constantly adjusting, and that's going to be the same in a company as well as in your life skills, is you're going to adjust as time goes on, and you need to be flexible enough to do that with the end goal in mind.
Okay. Were there any other thoughts that you'd like to wrap up with, John?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really important is that we understand that when we set goals, there's a process that we go through. And one of the things I like to do in the goal setting workshop that I run is that I like to, you know, get the goal definition. Well, that's pretty basic and straightforward. But then I like to get people to write down the expected results that they're looking to get. So what happens if I get the goal? Am I going to get a bonus? Am I going to get some more recognition? Or what am I going to achieve? I'm going to be on a basketball team, right? I mean, I'm not going to be on the basketball team at 5'10", right? Right. I'm not going to achieve that. And I recognize that. So that's not a goal I'm going to go chase after. Then we have to put the consequences that if we don't get it. And the issue that's in front of us is that if we know that there's a significant enough consequence, we'll work towards trying to get it. And as anything, as and I know you in your past work, I mean, you have to look at the obstacles. And in a basketball situation, I'm 5'10", I'm not going to be in a basketball team. But I think that looking at the obstacles is nothing more than trying to figure out a mitigation strategy of how you're going to get around it.
Right.
And it may not just be you. It may be some other people. You may drag some other people into it. If you don't have the skills and the knowledge, how am I going to get that? Do I take a class? Do I have somebody tutor me? Or do I have, you know, whatever I may do on it? The other thing that's important to recognize is the solutions. And that solutions I kind of alluded to was having somebody help me. And so how am I going to get around that obstacle, and how am I going to do that? You need to put some sort of action steps in there. So it's not something that happens overnight. It's something maybe a couple different iterations. And then finally, you've got to put some sort of date for completion, because then you'll know you're able to measure the progress that you're making. And if you don't measure the progress appropriately, you just kind of wander around in Neverland and maybe not achieve the goal to the success that you're trying to do. It is possible to delegate. And so in a company organization, if you're looking at that or a larger organization, you can delegate certain steps for somebody to do and work with that. But you got to have the time frame associated when you want it done, so you have some level of accountability. The target date for completion is where that comes up. And then finally, I think we use an affirmation is, what do you want to achieve, right? So I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to ride across the country. I want to be able to ride a horse. I want to be able to do this. So there's a progression that you have to go through. And I think that that's really important as starting to put that down. I'll put a copy of the goal sheet that I use in the blog, so people can look at that and see how it might play out. But
yeah.
I think it's real important to write this stuff down and then look at what the considerations are and recognize that it's going to change, right? I know many times in your situation at work, you would come up with a goal for the business, and it would change because of certain conditions.
That's right.
That you
That's
can't
right.
control.
Well, I think there's definitely a thread, John, to our last discussion where we were talking about setting organizational goals. We talked about setting expectations. We talked about communication, how important that was. And I think that in today's discussion, that really ties in, right? Because it's important that you first document, you communicate and document what it is you're trying to get towards, and putting it out on paper, whether it be for yourself or if there's others that are involved, you know, whether it be you're trying to get a promotion or you're trying to get, you know, whatever goal you're trying to set, communicating, you know, whether it be to yourself or to others, and documenting it so you've got a clear understanding of where you're trying to go is really important. And that was important when we talked last week about expectations.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that part of what we'd look at for this particular formula for success is that it applies not only to the individual, but to the organization.
Right.
So you could take that concept of the formula for success, and as you talked last week, you've got people that may not have the skill sets that you need in order to satisfy the business demand.
Right.
So you work through that, and there's a skill set that has to be developed for that. Those people do it at a personal level, and then you look at it from the organization standpoint as to how you want to ratchet that up.
That's right. The organization is really a machine that's the sum of the parts, right? So
yeah,
you need individual goal setting, and then you need organizational goals.
Right. Right. So I think that's real important to consider as you're going through that. I think that you have to look at things again. That things are going to change. There was a quote I picked up from Jim Rohn, who's an American entrepreneur and author, motivational speaker extraordinaire. And his quote was, "Motivation is what gets you started, but habit is what keeps you going." And habits, I think, are something that you have to try to build into your personal, positive behavior change.
Right.
Because if you are doing something that trying to get a goal that you really don't have yourself geared up to do that, that positive behavior change becomes a habit, and then if you keep reinforcing it as you go on, you'll have better luck in achieving that. So that's kind of wraps up where we are. I think that probably the best thing to do is as we go forward, I'll put a blog out with the information that we talked about. People can use that going forward. This is John King signing off for the UR Business Network, reminding you to continue to listen to Making Headway, because we can help you make headway.
The UR Business Network. We mean business.